Joe Salvador will now have a few words about the commitment drive.
All right. Good morning. First of all, I do want to start off by saying I'm quite nervous for being up here today, and I hope you bear with me. My name is Joe Salvatore, and today I would like to speak for a few moments about my spiritual experience, strength, and hope. Some of you may be familiar with experience, strength, and hope, as it is an intricate part of many 12-step programs, which I have been a part of for many years. I am now celebrating 23-plus years of sobriety. Thank you. Thank you. Now, those of you familiar with recovery programs know that a lot of the literature contains references to a higher power. Well, almost 10 years ago, I decided to seek out more guidance and help from my higher power. I decided to seek out a church that I felt comfortable with, as I am a confirmed Catholic, but wholeheartedly disagree on many of the actions of the Catholic Church and their stance on various social issues. As I came upon the seven principles of Unitarian Universalism, I felt overwhelmed with the deep feeling of connection. I especially connected with the first and seventh principles regarding the inherent worth and dignity of every person and the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. I decided to church shop, and during the cold winter month of December 2008, I visited the Beneficent Church, the Bell Street Chapel, the Matheson Street Church, and of course, First U. When I first attended First U, I met with Reverend James Ford and became acquainted with a gentle giant by the name of David St. Germain. A very new committee was being formed, named the Neighborhood Social Justice Committee. A very new committee was being formed, named the Neighborhood Social Justice Committee. And I decided to attend my first ever committee meeting. Believe me, that was a huge step for me, as I never attended a church committee meeting in my life. Well, my life was changed in a way I never expected. I began working with David and other members of the NSJC on helping the homeless community of Rhode Island. David was a strong, vocal advocate for the homeless, and I immediately connected with his passion and strength for help elders. The NSJC was founded to provide volunteer opportunities to work beyond our church doors with those who have been socially, economically, or legally marginalized. I also became quite involved with the Standing on the Side of Love Committee. The unfortunate and very tragic loss of David St. Germain led to me being called to head up the NSJC. I felt I was not qualified, but James and this community embraced me and supported me in a way that I was never spiritually embraced by in my life. As many of you know, for the last 8 to 9 years, I have continued to be involved with the NSJC and the Loaves and Fishes mission. This involvement has allowed me to become the man I never was. I strongly believe that in giving, you do receive. My spiritual experience from being involved in this church in matters that are close to my heart and helping others have helped me in so many ways. By being involved with so many like-minded individuals and working together as a community to do something that may help another person or several folks or even our society as a whole, that just gives me a great feeling that my life and my time does matter. My strength is replenished with every church service, committee meeting, or participating in the Loaves and Fishes mission. When I return home from the Loaves and Fishes mission, I am always so great, overwhelmed with great gratitude for this opportunity to be with our community and helping others. And my hope is that I'm able to continue to gather my spiritual experience, gather more strength as I remain a part of this community and the work of this church, and that you may find a similar renewal of spiritual experience, strength, and hope in whatever you may decide to become involved in or are already involved in. In closing, I would just like you to know that I often refer to my church involvement here as attending the Graduate School of Narcotics Anonymous. Thank you for allowing me to share my spiritual experience, strength, and hope with great gratitude and peace. Thank you.